Good morning. Continuing Maseches Shviyos in the fourth parak, we are up to the Mishnah Test, the ninth Mishnah. We started discussing yesterday the halacha with regard to Kedusha Shviyos, peres, fruits that grow during the seventh year. They have Kedusha, and we have to treat them with a certain level of respect. We cannot abuse them. One of the forms of abuse for peres of Shviyos is if you cut them down, if you take them off the tree before they are ripe, because you are stealing their potential of reaching the ripeness, and you are therefore ruining the fruit. We discussed yesterday different types of fruits, at what point you're allowed to take them down. Zaysim, Mishnah Test talks about olives. When could you take them off the tree? Mishiach nisu revius lasa. When the olives are large enough that if you were to take a sa'ah, one sa'ah full of these olives, you squeeze them out, you'd get a revius of a log, a quarter of a log from that. In other words, there's enough here. The zaysim are large enough that if you were to take a sa'ah of them and squeeze them, you would be able to produce one quarter of a lug of oil from there. At that point, the halacha is, you could break them open and eat them in the field, but you cannot yet bring them home inside your house and eat them. If they are large enough that they cannot produce from one sa'ah, a half a lug of shemen, of oil, then you could break them, and you could actually use the oil now to smear it on your skin as an ointment. But you still cannot bring them into the house and eat them. However, achnisu shlish, once they've reached the point where they're producing a third. Now, this obviously does not mean a third oil, because that's simple math would say that a third is less than half. So when the Mishnah says achnisu shlish, they bring in a third. It's a machlok is again amongst the Rishonim what this means, but the understanding is obviously they are now either able to produce a third of what they will produce in their final stages, so that's considered a significant amount, or they grew a third of their final growth. And then halacha is at that point already, koitish, you could break them open, basada v'konis tech pesai, you could bring it into your house and eat it there. And here, breaking it in the field does not necessarily mean specifically in the field, it just means it's the normal way of doing it. You'll squeeze them out in the field and then bring them into the house. But once they reach that point of a shlish of a third, you could eat them regularly. Once they reach that third line, they cross the threshold of a third, now they are chayav and meister every other year of the cycle, because again, before there's a gemar peri, it's not chayiv and meiser. Once they reach that point where you're allowed to eat them during shviyas, at the same time when you're now chayiv to give meiser, chayiv in the normal tithings. Ushaar kol peris ilan, any other fruits that grow on a tree, I nusin the meiser, kach nusin the shviyas. The same halacha that applies to meiser, the point of the chayiv and meiser, that is the point in time when you're allowed to eat them regularly. Mishnah Yud continues, just a drop of background, Allah says you're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree ever. Throughout the whole year you can't cut down a fruit tree, but there is one caveat that if the value of the actual wood of the tree is more, it exceeds the value of the fruits. In other words, the wood of the tree is a very expensive, high quality wood, and therefore it would literally be considered hefsid not to cut down the tree, because you're wasting the value of this wood. In such a case, during the rest of the years, you're allowed to cut down that tree, despite the fact that it's a fruit tree. And the Mishnah is asking, at what point during Shemitah is there a problem to cut down that tree for its wood, because of the fact that it now still has on it a lot of fruits which are fruits of Shviyas, and would be ruining the fruits of the Shviyas. So the Mishnah says, Beshami gives one ironclad rule, kol ila mishayotzi, every single tree, it depends on when it starts to produce fruits. Beshil says, no, it depends. A cheruvin, a bux, or a carob tree, mishayishaleshu, once they start hanging down, kind of like a chain. Vagafanim, grapevines, mi sheyigareu, once they start getting seeds. It's not clear to me exactly what it means they start getting seeds. They either have a seed inside, or they look like some type of seed. Olives, once they start to blossom, every other tree, he agrees with Beis Shammai, when they start producing fruits. Any other tree, once it hits the point of maestris, Mutter lekatzitzai, you can cut it down, again, with the stipulation we mentioned earlier, that if it would be mutter to cut down a tree because of the value of the wood, then once we've reached the point where it's chayav and meiser, because the fruits are fully edible, then there's nothing wrong with cutting down the tree, because you're not ruining the fruits, you just take the fruits off the tree and eat them. Kamiyeh bezayis v'lo yikutzenu. This is it seems to be talking about no longer during Shvius. On an olive tree, at what point in time would we say you can't cut it down because of the olives that are growing on it? Mishnah answers, Reva, once it could produce a quarter of a lug. Shimon Gamliel disagrees, this is a kalafi azayis. It depends, it's a subjective measurement, which ultimately means if it's worth more, then if it has higher value to it, you can't cut it down. If it has a lower value to it, if it's not such high quality, then you could possibly cut it down at even a later stage. This concludes the fourth parak in Shavuos. We'll continue with the fifth parak tomorrow. Do we still have a minion?